Diary entries, 29. There cannot be a place more appropriate. We have been visiting many places to ascertain if we could be so favored as to find a place that would have not only land, but a suitable house, but would be made to serve as a sanitarium for a time. There is need of means coming into the southern field, and the work started in our cities. This work rests upon every state conference that exists in our world, to work where they are in creating what they can. It is not in the order of God to leave things in their present condition in the southern localities of America. We found on our visit to Graysville that they are able to carry their own business ably. There has been such an earnest, zealous work done in establishing the sanitarium up on the high hillside, and the appearance is a manifestation of zeal and earnestness that they will carry their present responsibilities manfully. But it was never supposed so large a building would be established. It has been stated that a small sanitarium should be in Graysville to supply the necessities of the school. There is a great deal that needs to be done in Huntsville. They have not had the donation of means or the proportionate talent of capability and determination to make things have a correct showing. There needs to be much repairing of old buildings, new buildings created, and a moderate-sized sanitarium erected to take care of the colored sick, enlarged if necessity requires. We see some good crops, and yet there should be much more upon the land, being produced for consuming. There is an evidence of neglect of buildings that need repairs. They present a forlorn appearance outside and inside. Everything that wears by use needs to be diligently cared for, lest they will go to ruin. The Lord calls for the men who accept responsibilities to show an earnest, honest zeal, to make the very best of the land. There cannot be a place more appropriate for the colored school, the college for the intermediate class, if parents of good, sound minds will come in and act a disinterested part in the working out of the problem. We are not to go searching for other lands and purchasing other grounds for the colored people. I have been shown that the land in Huntsville will yield her treasures. 30. This thy great work. The past night has been a very trying one to me. After 11:30, I could not sleep. Left my bed at 4:00. I presented my case before the Lord, and with all my heart I prayed for the healing power of God to remove from me the infirmities which were keeping me from doing the work that burdened my mind. O, my Saviour, we must have a power which Thou, my Saviour, hath promised to give us in this Thy great work that is to be done. My physical strength is gone, my courage weak. I long after Thee, Lord Jesus, the great medical missionary worker, to strengthen my courage, for I tremble before Thee, lest I shall in my weakness fail in emergencies where I must be a success. I know I can say, Thou, Lord, hath made me Thy messenger. Thou, Lord, hast laid upon me great responsibilities in various lines, and I am grieving my soul because of my physical weakness. Thou hast commissioned me to speak the words Thou hast given me, and declare with pen and with voice the things Thou hast shown me. I have tried and am trying to do this in messages of reproof, messages of warning, and also messages of encouragement. But my hope is failing, that those who are departing from the faith will receive the messages. Grant, O Lord, that I shall be truly strong in the strength Thou shalt give me, to make clear the representations and figures presented in the power of Thy Spirit, that those who are out of the way may be convicted and return to Thy way. I must have physical strength to carry these important burdens. I must have daily a sense of Thy favor, for I am hungering and thirsting after Thy righteousness. I am relieved. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I am rejoicing in the peace of Christ. Hope is strengthening me, that this day shall not be as the many days that are past for several weeks, with a tired brain, a burdened heart. Show me Thy ways, O my Lord. I thank Thee, Lord, that Thy peace and courage have come to me. I have been able to read and prepare most excellent matter for the Oakwood School. I must have courage in the Lord and not faint when I see that the very men who ought to be a help and to be true guides are being misguided by the many, many words and sentiments coming from mind and voice in night sessions. Oh, will he, Kellogg, ever understand that the enemy has been working to deceive him in order that he shall put his deceiving science into other minds? This now is my burden, that men are so perplexed with the influence going forth from that they are partakers of his deceiving theories, and notwithstanding all the warnings God has given, they will take up with his specious devising. May the Lord awaken him before it shall be everlastingly too late.